Yeah, so in the last class we saw about how to overcome the panchavrittis and the five modifications of the mind which are the cause of problem, when they are there, person is identified with them rather than his own very nature. So put in Vedantic way, it means that a person or negation of the mind or vrittis is negation of dvaita bhavam, notion of duality, or put it more clearly, duality being real. So that is what is the cause of problem. It is not perception of duality, it is not duality in itself, it is considering duality as real that causes problem, and that is the mind. Mind means duality. So mind means not just duality. Mind says that the duality is real, is something which will give us happiness and etc. etc. So all systems or most of the system, not all, most of the system speak about or bring in a very powerful figure in the spiritual path, a figure which is very important. So that figure, or the name of the figure, is Ishvara. So in Vedanta, if we say there are systems which interpret Ishvara as different from Brahman, so Ishvara is something, somebody who exists as part of the world, or who we can say, like whatever we said, we learned earlier in Advaita Makaranda. So Ishvara is like that Brahman who becomes Sakshi. So Brahman is always beyond even becoming a Sakshi or taking a Sakshi Bhavam. So when Sakshi Bhavam is taken, the real Brahman becomes an Ishvara. So because Ishvara is one who creates, so the creator Ishvara is the one like who becomes a Sakshi in his own creation. Brahman is even beyond the act of even creation. So we can say something like that. So Ishvara, in Vedanta, Ishvara is considered all-knowing, all-powerful. So Ishvara, there are differences in philosophies and all. Ishvara is as good as Brahman. So I said like the simplest way to understand it in Vedanta is Ishvara is as good as Brahman. Brahman is never in Dvaitam, never in creation. Ishvara is Brahman when creating, when protecting, when destroying. Oh, then doesn't the Brahma Sutra say that Janmadyasya Yatah? Of course, Brahman becomes Ishvara immediately when all these three come. And can we define Brahman who is beyond all those? Definitely not. Tatastha Lakshanam, we can only say that Brahman is Sachidanandam. Sachidanandam means direct nature. Other than that, all explanations are Tatastha Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam means, so Tatastha Lakshanam itself means that it is not direct explanation, it is something which is with respect to the world. So that is fine there. And like we don't want direct explanation of Brahman, because direct explanation of Brahman will not help us. We can't understand that. And also using the Arundhati Nyayam. So we want, or Chandra Shaka Nyayam, we are perceiving the world, so through the world Brahman has to be hinted or pointed at, which is what the Brahma Sutras does. So Brahman and Ishvara are same, almost same, or we can say in a way same only, except when Maya can be there. Chances of Maya being there is there, then Brahman is called as Ishvara. This is one of the simplest explanation or simplest way to understand. So if this is so tough to understand, then fine, consider Ishvara as Brahman. So we don't need to get too much confused and all. Okay, Brahman is Ishvara. Okay, Brahman is Ishvara. There is no Nirguna Brahman. Nirguna Brahman means that is Ishvara. Ishvara himself becomes Nirgunam and Sagunam. So Brahman is Ishvara. Brahman equals Ishvara, we can say in Vedanta. But even in Vedanta, this figure of Ishvara or Brahman is useful in a spiritual path. So spirituality, though in the spiritual path it is said that Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, etc. will help. But still, Ishvara and Ishvara and Ishvara Bhakti, surrender to Ishvara, offering to Ishvara is something which is preached by Krishna, Brahmanyadaya, Karmani, Sangam, Tiktuha, Karvotiya, Sarva Dharman, Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Ananya Chintayanto, Mamejana Paryupasate. So Bhakti or worshipping Ishvara is something which is, worshipping means offering, worshipping. Worshipping here means Ishvara Arpitam Na Ichcheya Kritam. Offering things onto Ishvara without any craving for the fruit. So as Amma says, if something good happens, Ishvara's grace. If something bad happens, Ishvara's will. So this Ishvara figure is someone like who is important in yoga system as well. So the way yoga interprets Ishvara is a little different. It's almost the same. There is a little technicality there. So in yoga, it's not good to understand or focus on that aspect. We have to focus on Vedantic aspect. But in brief, yoga philosophy accepts two entities, the topmost level. So one is called Prakriti and the other is Purusha. So Prakriti means that which is changing. So Prakriti, the word Prakriti itself means that which is created. Unfortunately, Sankhya system accepts it a little more. So Prakriti is there. Prakriti is the creator or the material cause. That is the meaning there. Then Vikriti is there, that which is modified or created. So creator, created. And there is something which is created and, or creator as well as created. So Prakriti is creator. Vikriti is that which, Vikritam means that which gets modified, which means created. And there is something which is Prakriti and Vikriti, which is the creator as well as created. So it gets created by somebody else. The son gets created by the father and he also becomes the creator himself. So creator and created, and then there is Purusha, who is neither created nor the creator. In brief, Prakriti and Purusha. So Prakriti is insentient, Purusha is sentient. So as per the yoga system, Purushas are many. So there are many Purushas, infinite number of Purushas, like the Jiva concept in Vedanta. Purusha is many. So of these many Purushas, there is one Purusha who is very special, and that special Purusha is Ishvara. So what does Ishvara, or how does Ishvara help us? So Ishvara helps us in focusing on one, or gaining one pointed concentration. So we won't get deep into this, but there are there is something like that Patanjali calls as whatever we said earlier as obstacles or kleshas, pancha kleshas and all. There are some mental bad qualities, we can say, which Patanjali calls as antarayas, or the turbulences or mental dysfunction, we can say, in a way. That will come a little later. But in order to focus, in order to get rid of these antarayas, in order to get beyond kleshas, ekatattva abhyasam is essential. So we have to have one-pointed nature. So that one-pointed nature is something which is very essential in spirituality. So with respect to gaining abhyasam and vairagyam as well, this one person of Ishvara will help us in that. So Patanjali goes on to say that for abhyasam and vairagyam, there is something which is very important. So that which is very important, that quality which is very important, is first is Shraddha. It says Shraddha, Virya, Smriti, Samadhi, Prajna, Purvaka, Itaresha. So the path, spiritual path itself is said by Patanjali as first is Shraddha and then Viryam. So Shraddha means concentration of faith, and then Viryam, strength. Smriti, Smriti means like proper memorizing or proper remembrance, we can say. And then Samadhi, and then state of Samadhi, and then finally Prajna, consciousness alone remaining. So that is the path. So the first is Shraddha. So in order, okay, again going back too many concepts, Abhyasam and Vairagyam. So through Abhyasam and Vairagyam, we are going to negate Vrittis. So like in order to negate Vritti, we have to do Abhyasam and Vairagyam. So this Abhyasam and Vairagyam will also, like another way of putting it is, Abhyasam and Vairagyam will make us remain as the Atman. Remaining as the Atman is what is called as Samadhi. So ways to take the mind away from objects and focus on Atman, on one's own state, is Samadhi. Patanjali calls it Nirbhija Samadhi. That samadhi which is seedless, which is which culminates everything, which takes us permanently to the Atman. So for that samadhi, permanent samadhi, we have to do other samadhis, a set of samadhi that Patanjali speaks about later in the first chapter. So samadhi, so one we can say Abhyasam Vairagyam, and another way of putting it is samadhi. Abhyasam and Vairagyam like set the foundation, and the practice of Samadhi, or Samadhi itself, makes us remain as the Atman. So both are two different sides of the same coin, we can say in that way. So in order for us to get into the state of Samadhi, we need faith. So even like, or take it the other way as well, even if we want to do Abhyasam and Vairagyam, whatever we talked about last time, Abhyasam, Vairagyam, so simple concept, but is it simple to implement? How will we practice? How will we start practicing? How will we start developing dispassion? How do we know that whatever was said, as the world is anityam asukam lokam imam prapi bhajasvama, dispassion towards the world, passion towards Ishvara, how do we know this is real, this is true, this will help us? We don't know. So that means Shraddha is something required. And this Shraddha, Shraddha means faith. So whom should we believe? So of course, like we should, as is the normal case, we will believe with respect to, let's say science. With respect to science, whom will we believe? The highest, like whoever knows the best. The topmost person in science, we will believe him. Vedanta, who will we believe? Shankara, we will believe in Vedanta. Why? Topmost person. So the same way, in order to gain Shraddha, in order to gain Shraddha, Ishvara Pranidhanadva. So Shraddha can be gained by Tivra Samvega Nam Asannaha, Samvega Nam Asannaha. So Mridu Madhya Adhimatratva Tatopi. So having like a Tivra, very strong Shraddha and other qualities, or we may have like lighter qualities. But in order to gain Shraddha, do Samadhi, do Abhyasam, Vairagyam, okay, all these are different perspectives to things. So what Patanjali is trying to do here is different aspects to spirituality. So one is Abhyasam, Vairagyam, another is Samadhi. What is to be achieved through this? That is also two perspectives. One is without thoughts, or thoughtless state, or thoughts not affecting dvaita, with a beyond dvaita, and or dvaita less state, and the other is as one's own nature of Brahman. All these are different perspectives. So in order to progress in spirituality, Shraddha is required. Shraddha can be increased by Ishvara Pranidhanam. So, by worshipping Ishvara. Worshipping means Ishvara Arpitam na Ichchaya Kratam. Offering everything as to onto Ishvara. That is what is meant here. And who is Ishvara? So, the next simple question is, who is Ishvara? So, you have to surrender onto Ishvara, and that will improve, gain focus. Why? Because, it's very simple. whom will we like when, if we are so much into drinking, we'll go to a person who is beyond drinking. Beyond drinking means who is never into drinking, who has been drinking and who has conquered it, who is beyond it. So whatever problems we face in life, we are facing because we are Purushas. There is one Purusha who is the greatest, who is Ishvara. He is beyond all this. Ishvara is beyond all this. So therefore, focusing on such an Ishvara will give us faith, will make us practice Abhyasam and Vairagyam. And also, since such an Ishvara is beyond all this, whether such an Ishvara truly exists or not doesn't matter. Our impression of such an Ishvara will always guide us, will always help us in achieving the goal in many ways. So one is, like, if such an Ishvara is always there to protect me, that itself will give the mind strength. The mind, once it gets strength in one or the other way, like, will be very strong. So it's not about somebody being there along with us. It doesn't matter whether some Arnold Schwarzenegger is behind us that, like, we will get into a fight. It is because, like, if we think like we have somebody with us, that will give us. And focusing on this one Ishvara, considering this one Ishvara who is beyond beyond Dvaitam, means that Ishvara is our goal. So currently, our nature is Purusha. As per Patanjali, our nature is Purusha. Ishvara is a special Purusha. So our goal, whatever we have to achieve, Ishvara has achieved it. Ishvara is in that state. So Ishvara is our goal. So if Ishvara is our goal, we focus on that goal, automatically Abhyasam, Vairagyam, everything is there. So yoga is residing as our nature, which is the goal. Our nature, Swarupam, is the goal. And one who is in our Swarupam is Ishvara, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Hriddeshe Arjuna. Tishtati. Ishvara is in the heart of all beings. So Ishvara is our nature and our goal is Ishvara. Therefore, we have to worship such an Ishvara. So Klesha Karma Vipaka Ashayair Aparamrishtaha Purusha Vishesha Ishvara. Ishvara is a Purusha Vishesha, special Purusha. There are many Jivas here. Ishvara is a special Jiva. We know that. Uttama Purusha, Uttama. Uttama, great among Purushas. He is great among Purushas. Why is he great among Purushas? We face a lot of problems in life. So, Klesham. Klesham means obstacles. We face a lot of sorrows in life. We face all the obstacles, sorrows, whatever we say, Saya, Avidya, Asmita, Raga, Dvesham, etc. So, we face a lot of sorrow in life. Kleshas we experience. And Karma. We are bound by kleshas, we are bound by karma. So karma, we are, as Vidyaranya says, kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bhunjate. So we do action for enjoyment, we enjoy for action, so we are bound by action. So we are bound by action means we are bound by the fruit of action, so karma and vipakam. So vipakam means phala, karma phala. So we are bound by karma means automatically we are bound by phalas. So if we are bound by karma and phalas, repeatedly getting attached to one phala is or creates what is called as vasana, which is ashayam. Ashayam means vasana. So that means we are bound by karma, the karma phala and vasana created due to enjoyment of this karma phala. So klesha, we have sorrows, we are bound by our sorrows each and every minute or second of our life. Each minute, like each second, we are fearing one or the other thing. We are not able to remain blissful. And whenever we remain blissful, it is only not knowing our true nature and due to ignorance that we are blissful. It's like a person drinking and then being very happy. So he thinks like he doesn't have cancer because he has drunk. So drinking gives him happiness, does it? No. After he wakes up, he is more sad now, because he has lost some more time. He become more sad, so ignorance. So we are bound by klesha, we are bound by karma, we are bound by karma phala, we are bound by vasana. Ishvara is Aparamrishtaha. Aparamrishtaha means untainted, unaffected, untouched. So Ishvara is Brahman. Brahman is Brahman touched by sorrow. Brahman's very nature is Sachidanandam. How can such a Brahman be tainted by sorrow? So Brahman is not at all tainted by sorrow. Is Brahman affected by karma? Brahman is what? What is Brahman? Jnanam. What is Jnanam? Jnanam, simple. Shreyan dravyamayaditnya jnana yajnam parandapa. Sarvam karmagilam partha jnane parisamapyate. Jnana agni sarva karmani basmasat kurute. So jnana ends karma. Jnana is like is the fire that destroys the wood into ashes, the wood of karma. Karma is born out of, we know, desires, kamam. Kamam is born out of ajnanam. Jnana destroys ajnanam, so karma doesn't have any chance. So Ishvara or Brahman, Ishvara is beyond karma. If Ishvara is beyond karma, obviously he'll be beyond phala as well. Karma and phala go hand in hand. One who is bound by karma will be bound by phala. That's why Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya kritam. Ramana Maharshi is like way. Ramana Maharshi uses words and concepts very clearly. So Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tektva karodiyaha. There also Krishna uses it very properly. Offering actions onto Ishvara. Offering means what can be offered? The phala. What else? Karma. Unattached to karma. And offering itself means karma and karma phala. And unattached. Unattached means automatically it is not associated or identified with the karma. So Ishvara arpitam. Arpanam. When we have arpanam, we offer the karma and phala. And Naichaya Grutam, he also emphasizes again, okay. I know you are offering. If you are offering means there is no karma and phala. But today we see people as offering to Ishvara. Ishvara, I offer this to you, but I need something in return. So it's all give and take. Give with one hand and take with the other hand. So therefore, Naichaya Kritam. So if it is karma, if a person is bound by karma, then bound by phala as well. Person who is not bound by karma will not be bound by phala. That's why Ishvara Pranidhanam. One who offers everything to Ishvara, he is not bound by karma nor phala. If a person is not bound by karma and phala, there is no vasana created because there is no attachment to anything. There is no attachment. Vasanas can be created by getting attached to the karma or the phala that is got by the karma. So a person can get addicted to something, addicted to watching TV. So action, the action of watching TV can get addicted to it. Or a person can get addicted to the full stomach that is achieved, the phala that is achieved through the karma of eating. So either way, vasanas can get created. But in this case, unaffected or untouched by karma and phala as well, so vasanas will not be created. If these are not there, then there will be no problems at all. A person will be leading life blissfully. So if we offer or worship such an Ishvara, we will achieve that state. So the next is Ishvara's nature. More is explained about such an Ishvara. It's not just this. Tatra niratishayam sarvajnyatva bhijam. So in Ishvara, Ishvara is sarvajnya. Tatra niratishayam. Niratishayam. Atishayam means like in a way atishayam. Atishayam means like short. Or in a way, atishayam in some cases means excessive. So excessive means like improper or limited is the meaning. So here unlimited, sarvajnyatvam, all-knowing. So total all-knowing, bijam. So this is interpreted in two ways, this sutra. Sarvajnyatva bijam means Ishvara is the seed of unlimited knowledge. We can take it that way. And some translators interpret it as Ishvara has sarvajnyatvam. For other people it is bijam. Bijam means seed, like seed means seed is limited. So Ishvara is sarvajnyatvam, others it is like a seed. So tree and seed. Tree means big, seed is just limited. So Ishvara has unlimited, others have limited. So Ishvara is all knowing, sarvajnya. And then again, sa purvesham api guruhu kalena anavacheda. So if you think, okay, now you may ask, okay, such an Ishvara is there, but will he Can I worship him? Will he guide me? Oh, my dear friend, sa purvesham api guruhu. From long time onwards, he is the guru of everyone. Kalena anavachedad. Why? Because he is not beyond kalam. He has been always there. He has been always there. He is the first guru, Adi Guru, Dakshinamurti, or Vishnu, Sadashiva, etc. All are the same Ishvara. So Ishvara has been the guru since ages. So he will protect you. He will guide you. So how does such an Ishvara guide or help us out? Very simple. Ishvara, if we do Ishvara Pranidhanam, Ishvara Pranidhanam itself means we will do Abhyasam for Ishvara Pranidhanam, worshipping Ishvara, which means we will do Bhajan, Dhyanam, Japam, etc. on Ishvara. So, and Ishvara, if we do worship, or if do worship Ishvara with Tatra Apina Mahatmi Jnana Vismriti Apavadha, as Narada says there, knowledge is there, we know who this Ishvara is. So, since we know who this Ishvara is, Adi Guru, Sarvajna, beyond everything, such an Ishvara, like when we worship such an Ishvara, we get attached to such an Ishvara, we get passionate about such an Ishvara, which means Para Vairagyam, Supreme Vairagyam is there. Lower Vairagyam automatically comes with that because we know that this world is sorrowful. So in many of these Shastras, the first thing is lower Vairagyam. We know that the world doesn't have what we need, Anandam. Therefore, we seek something else. So, Atta Yoga Anushasanam, Atta there itself means, now after like trying out and all those are meant there. So, that's why some people who learn all these Shastras, they are not able to rejoice in bliss because they like are learning Vedanta because something like their partner died, parents died, love failure or financial crisis and all those. If they do that, that is not true Vairagyam. True dispassion towards the world is with Vashikahara Vairagyam, where we know that this world anityam asukam lokam, and therefore or thereby seek Ishvara. In like, if we seek Ishvara in that form, then Abhyasam is there, Vairagyam is also there, and thereby we will be able to fill our mind with Ishvara, which is Samadhi in other words, which is also remaining as our very nature, which means we are devoid of Bheda Chinta, dual notions, and therefore the outcome will be that in due course of time we will rejoice in bliss, we will have Yogam. As per Krishna, yoga is samatvam, a person who has equanimity, that means a person who is beyond dvandva bhavam, a person who is beyond the works of the mind, the works of the sense organs, the works of sense objects, but is ever rejoicing in bliss. I will continue later. Namaskar.